Florida is among a minority of states where voters do not get to choose who runs their elections. Instead, the state elections chief is appointed by the governor. And recently, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis appointed a new Secretary of State who Democrats and voting rights groups consider a controversial pick. NPR's Ashley Lopez reports.
Florida voters used to pick their Secretary of State. That is, until Florida held a disastrous presidential election in 2000. One of the political responses to that was that lawmakers decided choosing a Secretary of State should be up to governors from there on out. Since then, elections in Florida have been overseen by appointees of Republican governors. Here's Daniel Smith, a political science professor at the University of Florida.
We've had a mixed history here in Florida of Secretary of States who have try to toe a little independence, and those that have veered over to becoming effectively a pawn of the governor.
That's a fear that Democratic lawmakers and voting advocates in the state have about this latest appointee. When asked, Cord Byrd has refused to say Joe Biden legitimately won the 2020 election. Before his new role, Byrd was one of the more right-wing members of the Florida House. Abdila Skier with the ACLU of Florida says Byrd sponsored some of the most divisive legislation in the past few years.
This is someone who has sponsored in the past the anti-protest bill, HB1, in 2021, sponsored the anti-voter bills that passed in 2021 and 2022, the trans-athlete ban, anti-immigrant legislation.
One of his former colleagues, Democratic State House member Angie Nixon, says it wasn't just his policies that were divisive either. She says Byrd had a hard time keeping his composure during debates. Nixon says in one notable exchange, he cursed at members of the Black Caucus.
The way in which he made arguments and debates on the floor, it really made many of my Black colleagues and myself uncomfortable with some of the things that he said.
Byrd said in a statement that allegations against him are untrue, and Byrd's allies say concerns over this appointment are overblown. Republican Florida House member Randy Fine says he and Byrd were among the few lawmakers in Florida who weren't afraid to challenge comments that they thought were wrong. Fine says Byrd is a fighter.
Unfortunately, the woke left defines any conservative who fights as a bully because that's what they use as a weapon to try to silence the right. It doesn't work with people like me or Secretary Byrd.
But critics say this is not an ideal temperament for someone whose job it is to possibly settle disputes in a state that often has very close elections. Here's Representative Angie Nixon again.
It seems as though the governor chose someone who he knew was going to do his bidding. I think someone who may have already been a judge or someone who had previously been a supervisor of elections would have been great for this job, but not someone who's uber partisan as Cord Byrd is.
In a statement, the Florida Secretary of State's office says they are nonpartisan and allegations against Byrd are a false narrative perpetuated by political attacks. Cord Byrd said he has always advocated for the rule of law and that will not change in his new position. Republican state lawmaker Randy Fine says he thinks Byrd is going to do what he thinks is best.
Now, I think he shares a lot of the same views as the governor. I don't think it's because he's being told what to do. I think it's because it's what he believes. And look, if Democrats want a Democrat to be Secretary of State, then they need to go and win some elections.
Byrd stepped into this position right after Republicans in Florida passed new voting laws that Democrats say will make it harder for some people to vote. One law created new restrictions on mail-in voting, drop boxes, and third-party voter registration efforts. Abdila Skier with the ACLU says there's also concern over a new election crimes unit. So far, there's not much known about the office, but Byrd has announced he plans to hire investigators.
And that'll be overseen by the Secretary of State, who is non-elected position. And our main concern around this office was that there's no guardrail to ensure that under any administration, it couldn't become a political tool.
Critics say they're also worried about a lack of guardrails because in recent years, the courts have often sided with state officials as they create new restrictions on voting. Ashley Lopez, NPR News.